Thank you very much. We are also happy that we are going now into the elements part of our discussion. Maybe a first comment, a general one that did not fit in our 3-minute statement. But if we are looking into the floor, we are seeing that there is a widespread constructiveness with the different groups that we are seeing. We are seeing one group consolidating and growing. We are having proposals from a group of 15 states. We are having different working papers that are all going in a very constructive and very substantial manner, which should all also be considered when we go into formulating a set of elements for an instrument. I think this is a large part of the room that is in favor of having something that goes into the direction of a two-tier approach or a prohibition and regulation. And so we are looking forward to include all these kind of proposals also into this text. Also, just to remind that the Vienna conference also had a chair summary, and we would very much appreciate if you could also look into this, the elements that could be found there. We have not submitted it as a working paper, but it's currently supported by 35 states, and it's definitely worth of considering. Coming now to the preliminary consideration, I mean, we very much appreciate that these are this is previous agreed language. We know it quite well. There have been some slight changes, and we would comment that we would like to change them slightly back, which is especially the first para. When we adopted this in 2023 in the report, it was control over weapon systems, and this is definitely something that we would need. It's a considerable difference if we say control with regard to weapon systems or control over weapon systems. So we would like to have this change. Then there's also a difference in formulation at the end of this para, because it was saying distinction, proportionality, and precautions in attack. And the attack element is definitely important to us as well with regards to autonomous weapon systems. Then, and we all know that this has been a discussion in the room when we adopted this text, and it was, I think it was a close call, if we could talk about human control in this formulation, and we should definitely try to get the human back into this text, so we would also propose that we start this para with human. We are fine with the second para. I mean, this is an important part out of our 2019 session and the work there. But we also note that there were some other very essential elements in the 2019 report that could also be considered preliminary considerations. To some extent, they could also be considered as part of the element of control, but we would still like to pose it as an idea to include here. If we look at some of the formulations, some of the text that we have produced in 2019, there is also one element that says IHL requirements, including inter alia distinction, proportionality, and precautions in attack, must be applied by human operators and commanders through a chain of responsible command and control. What we really like in this text is the notion must be applied by human operators and commanders. This human element is already there. In relation to the aspects that we are having here, we are flexible if this could be included somewhere in the paras that are already there or somewhere in an additional para. As I mentioned, it could also be part of the control section. Having said this, there's a little bit of a problem where we actually discuss the control element. We would be fine with having it as a preliminary consideration because it's such a crucial element, but it definitely also has to have a more detailed part in the prohibitions and also in the control, in the regulations part. So just to flag that where and how to balance the human control aspect in the different parts of the text is something we have to look in a more comprehensive manner. The other thing that we also saw in the guiding principle actually is already that we should consider factors such as operational context and system capabilities. Here again, this is something that has more to do with control, but we have to put it somewhere. It could also be in the preliminary considerations. And then just one last proposal that we think could have some value that we would put to the scrutiny of other delegations. We would like to also include one aspect that is in the preambular part of the CCW. which reads, basing themselves on the principle of international law that the right of the parties to an armed conflict to choose methods or means of warfare is not unlimited, and on the principle that prohibits the employment in armed conflicts of weapons, projectiles, and material and methods of warfare of a nature to cause... Oh, no, sorry. Wrong para, sorry. I was just looking for methods or means of warfare. So the right one is recalling that it is prohibited to employ... Okay, basically it's the Martin's clause from the preambular part. I think everyone knows it. Thank you.